This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. After some false starts, private rocket maker SpaceX launched a rocket carrying a large commercial satellite into outer space yesterday. The company had planned to send the telecom satellite into orbit last week, but technical issues got in the way. This successful launch from Florida's Cape Canaveral could make a big impact on the space industry. Professor John Logsdon is at the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So it seems like the space industry is a little shaken up over this SpaceX launch. What's the big deal here?
Well, this marks a kind of a symbolic entry of SpaceX into the commercial launch market. That's a lucrative market, and now SpaceX is a new player.
So for a little bit of context, how do commercial satellites normally get launched, and how is this different?
Well, there are launch providers scattered around the world, primarily in Europe with the Ariane rocket and Russia with the Proton rocket. But this is a new entry into a very competitive market. Technically, it's not any different than any other launch vehicle, but the cost that SpaceX is quoting is significantly less than anybody else.
How does this involve the military? That is part of the motivation here for SpaceX as a company, correct?
Well, SpaceX has to demonstrate its reliability before the Department of Defense will qualify it to launch the billion-dollar military and intelligence satellites. And so every successful launch that they get is a step towards being qualified to compete with the existing monopoly, which is called the United Launch Alliance, which is the only company that launches military satellites at this point.
Professor John Logsdon is at the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. Professor Logsdon, thank you very much.
Thank you.